Planting and building at Currambong. Two things were on Ellen White's mind as she hastened back to Currambong from Sydney, planting the orchard and constructing a place to live. Preparation of the land and planting had the priority. Right after she returned, W.C. White learned that J.G. Shannon, a good Adventist builder from Tasmania, was in Sydney looking for work. For the Whites it seemed most fortunate, for they were at a loss to know who to get to put up the home on the land just purchased. For 8 shillings, $2, a day, this master builder was employed and dispatched to Currambong to begin work on a 5-room cottage, 8WCW, p. 46. Ellen White wrote of the activities at her place. Today, Sunday, I am rushing the workmen on preparing ground for the orchard. We have today captured a part of the students' manual training company to clear the land for fruit trees which must be set this week and next, or give up the matter and lose 1 year. Emily and I are driving a span of horses hither and thither and are hunting for cows and gathering all the information possible in regard to planting, growing, etc.